Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. And we're also joined by John Peters here tonight at the pub. How you doing, Johnny?
Good, good. What's going on, guys?
I didn't even tell you to pull up your stool. You've been sitting on yours for 3 hours already, pounding away.
See, I got home a couple hours ago, so yeah.
Having a good time. I'm thinking it's Monday. Usually you're off on Mondays. With the weekend the way it was, it's kind of has my whole schedule messed up. What about you guys?
Oh, yeah. Yesterday I was walking around claiming it was Sunday all day long. So, yeah. The only good thing is the weekend will be here sooner. That's the way I'm looking at it.
Yeah, John was probably all pissed off because everybody else is off with him.
Yeah, my Mondays usually I'm off anyway, and then now I can't use the post office or the federal building. So
right.
John's like, go to work. I am off today. I don't want all these crowds. Leave me alone. So how you guys? You everybody good? You ready to talk some Universal tonight then?
Yeah, this is getting to be a thing, I guess, with our local correspondent down there in Florida. We get access to all these wonderful attractions, even those that aren't Disney, so we thought we'd take advantage of it and kind of expound on some of the stuff that John experienced a couple weeks back when he and his family went up there.
Yeah, these are some of the things I don't like about... Did I say that out loud about John? This is time you could be spending at the Disney parks, but being you went to Universal, I think we owe you the respect to cover it.
You know, you got. I'm sure we've got some listeners, some friends out there that might want a little background about Universal if they're down there for maybe a couple extra days and want to head over to see Wizarding World of Harry Potter or something like that. So.
Nah, absolutely. I have nothing against it. All the pictures you guys shot and all, it made me jealous. I want to be anywhere but where I'm at right now.
Right.
I want to be in. If I had the choice of being on the stilts roaming around for 8 hours or the wonderful world of Harry Potter, I'm roaming at Harry Potter, man. Give me some butter beer. I'm good.
Yeah, Doug and I kid. You know, we do love Disney as our first and foremost love, and I think John would agree too. But
absolutely.
We've all been to Universal and SeaWorld, and we've done all that. And for somebody that's never been to Central Florida, they truly are world-class theme parks. I mean, I put them a notch below Disney just because, you know, I love Disney so much. But they're in themselves, you know, wonderful places, and particularly if you like, you know, like you said, Harry Potter, and before Disney bought Marvel, they had the only, you know, superheroes in town, if you will. So they do a good job over there for what they do, and, you know, it does interest a lot of people, and most people that go to Central Florida more than once in their vacationing lifetime certainly will visit these parks.
Yeah, even the Red Sox have to respect the Yankees a little bit, right, Dan?
Exactly. Yeah, once in a while. Like when Jeter retired, we clap for a couple minutes, and there goes a career. But
you know what I'm saying. It's
yes,
like you got to give respect to, you know, I mean, the thing I love about Universal now is it's making Disney be better. Because the big guy in town needs somebody chopping at his bit, I mean, at his heels to make it, you know, make them continue making the parks better. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I think competition does breed, you know, competitiveness, and it makes the other person try harder and do more. And, you know, it's good for both parties. And, you know, the result of it is us fans get the benefit of these Imagineers and people that design and plan and build all these things, we get the best of what those folks have to offer. So it is a good thing.
Well, the
Yeah,
other, I
I'm sorry,
honestly
Johnny.
don't. I was gonna say I don't think I'd be getting Star Wars land here in a couple of years if the Wizarding World of Harry Potter hadn't been so popular at Universal. So it seemed there for a while that Bob Iger and Disney were pretty content to sit on their laurels, and to take their time about. I remember even him a couple of years ago saying that, as far as the Walt Disney World itself, we're done with any major expansions for the next foreseeable future, and that turned out to be a big, a big no-no because they've done a ton of expansion in the last
Yeah,
year or so.
now that you say that, John, I do remember that. Right after New Fantasyland, there was kind of a
Yep.
little lull, and it's been anything but that since, right? They
Yeah,
can't get any
exactly.
more cranes down there if they tried.
No, and the other thing I like about it too is, as far as on the business side of it also, some of the better Imagineers, the workers, the employees down there, the more these parks continue to build, it'll raise the pay scale a little bit because there is some competition. With there only being one game in town, they set the price and that's it. You know what I mean? So at least if they're competing for certain employees, it might even make the pay scale a little better between help the worker out. I'm out there for the worker.
Oh yeah. I mean, we all know the pay rate, for Disney itself is, pretty bad actually, but it is what the market will bear, as they say. But construction's a whole nother animal, and you got the unions and all that stuff. But by and large, you're right. With all those billions of dollars being thrown around down there, the working guy should get his cut, I think.
Yeah, because I've seen some of the prices going up. Like housekeeping got a couple
Really?
raises. Yeah, but you know
No.
what I'm saying. I
Yes,
pay
I know.
attention to it, and I've seen when they go on strike and stuff like
Yep.
that. I read all that stuff. They don't get nowhere near what they deserve. But at
No.
least you're seeing things creep up little by little over the past couple of years, more than it has in a long time.
Right. Yeah,
So.
you were talking about the rates. I thought you were referring to prices in the parks. I
Oh
wasn't making
no.
fun of your saying that the workers were getting a raise. I'm all for that.
Yeah, I'm trying to be good on the prices tonight. I don't want to go overboard twice a week. I'll be good tonight, and we'll just talk
All
about
right.
the Wizarding World. So, did you buy yourself a magic wand, John?
No, my wife wants to get one for our next trip. We go in September or something. She wants to do that and give that a shot. So no, we don't have one yet. So
No, jeez, but you are gonna get one.
yeah, probably.
You think she's gonna try to make you disappear?
She can try. So.
Or turn you into a prince and get rid of that frog she's going
She might hit me with a dislike beer spell or something, which would be a problem. So,
Don't worry, guys. I'm here every Tuesday night to entertain you.
yeah, try the veal, try
Yeah.
the
Show up here at the Main Street Pub. I show up every Tuesday night. So you guys checked in. You guys went to what, the Cabana Bay Resort, right?
Yeah. We had 2 nights at Cabana Bay Beach Resort, and well, you want me to go kind of in a chronological order here, so.
Yeah, that's usually how we like
All
it. I'm
right.
kidding with you, but I to stop you real quick. We did see the wonderful pictures you put on Facebook, so you guys want to go over to our Facebook page and check them out. What reminds me is with this hotel, the pictures of it, the 50s Primetime Cafe could also be in this hotel.
Yeah, it would fit right in there. Actually, in the Bayliner Diner, the quick service restaurant, they have all the commercials from the 50s and the 60s running in there. So, yeah, it's very similar to the same type of atmosphere
Yeah,
and
because even the
decor.
furniture reminds me of Mad Men.
Yeah.
You know?
Actually, that Swizzle Lounge, that bar that's in the lobby, I've heard people say that it looks just like one of the hangouts in Mad Men. So.
Yeah, I mean, your hotel room looked like some of the sofas that Don Draper fell asleep on.
I
You know what I mean? So.
always thought of I Dream a Genie. That's what it kind of looked like to me. So,
I mean, I'm
but
looking at the room and it's pretty funny, Den. Did you see the pictures?
yeah, I did. It definitely harkens back to that, and
Like the microwave don't look like it belongs. Like if you were in high school or school and remember in grammar school where you picked out the one thing don't belong in the picture,
right.
the microwave in this room doesn't look like it belongs.
Well, the two high-def televisions look a little out of place too.
Yeah, but at least then with them being they're subdued with them out them
Yeah.
being on.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a neat looking hotel.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's their version of a value resort, and we stayed in the family suite. The pictures you're looking at is the family suite, so it actually sleeps, I think, up to six. That's a fold out couch, and then there was, I don't know if they were doubles or queen beds, but they're pretty decent sized beds, so you could put four in the bedroom and then two more on the fold out couch there in the living room.
And the Florida resident discount, what did you get it for?
The weeknight, Sunday night was 139, and then Saturday night was 159.
Okay, that's
So,
not bad though. That's a
yeah.
lot less than a Disney hotel
Well, I mean, it was
for
either
a
going to be,
moderate.
it was either going to be there or a single room at Port Orleans French Quarter, because we still haven't stayed there, and it was 207 a night just for the French Quarter for, and I went back and forth, but I think we're going to try staying at French Quarter in September or October maybe,
Yeah,
so we
that's
decided to do this one.
the problem I'm having is that might be where I have to stay, because some of the dates I'm looking at, the problem I'm having is I can't book. But the dates I'm looking at, Riverside's not available too often. So it's kind of breaking my heart. They offered me a really good deal on Saratoga Springs, but it's still like 300 more than Riverside.
Yeah, that's a significant upcharge, that's for sure.
But I'll tell you guys the price off the air, but it's not too bad for TA.
Joanne, did it kill you though to know you could have been at Disney? I mean, for money aside, were you itching to go a little more south?
Well, when we left the property, I accidentally made a right-hand turn and had to drive through Disney to get back on the 429 to go home. So it was almost like I had to go by and say hi. So
You had to get your fix.
That's pretty bad.
So where did you guys head? I was looking at the pictures of the Bayliner Diner. It looks really cool.
It's really cool. The food we had was
Well, let
you
me
see the
guess on who had what here.
okay.
I see the Brazilian beef churrasco. You had that.
Wrong.
Oh, I
Nope.
thought you had that. I thought your wife had the grilled cheese and brisket, and I thought your son had the pizza.
Yeah, son had the pizza, but I had the grilled cheese with the brisket and the tomato soup, and she had the Tarasco beef. She actually had that last year when we stayed there one night. She really enjoys that, so.
I'll tell you what, I'd have gone for the grilled cheese. That really looks good, and that tomato and roasted red pepper soup looks good, doesn't it, Dennis?
Yeah, it was
Everything
actually a
looks
great
good.
combination.
I'm pretty impressed by just by the pictures. It does look like a pretty decent place.
Yeah, it looks real good. The breakfast platter looks good too.
Yeah, it was a lot like the Bounty platter, about the same price. And the omelet, the custom-made omelet, they had about the same. I would put the breakfast on par with just about any of the breakfasts that you can get at any of the food courts. And the
The one thing I would love to do, Johnny, is, and this is just real quick because Dennis knows how great I am at this. I would love to get behind the counter and teach these guys how to make some hash browns. The morning potatoes are horrible down at Riverside, and I don't enjoy the potatoes are edible, but they're not good. Do you guys agree?
And they're not the best, are you right? What are they, the potato wedges, if I recall? Do they do the wedges or?
They do chunks and wedges. Everything they've done is. Do you like their potatoes, John?
They're okay. I mean, I'm not
They're
real
like
picky. I
flavorless.
mean, that's what hot sauce is for. So I hit that
Oh,
Tabasco
jeez, there
bottle.
you
So.
go. Well, then just get a bag of bread and dip hot sauce in it and save yourself some money.
Was raised in the South, man. Tabasco is on the table at every meal. So.
Oh, jeez. I gotta get you cleaned up and cook you some breakfast, kid. So go ahead. I'm sorry, Johnny, to cut
That's
you
all
off.
right. One thing I wanted to mention about and a distinct difference between at least where, because there are three other hotels and we haven't been able to try any of the Portofino or the Hard Rock or
The Lowe's.
Royal Pacific,
Yeah.
but at least at Cabana Bay, the parking situation is atrocious. When you pull up to park, there's about 10, 15 spots to check in. To park to go in and check in, and you can't. Both times we've tried to check in, you can't do it. So you have to pull around to the, where people are parked for their rooms already, and you have to take a ticket, and then you have to get that validated when you go inside
They put you to work.
to check in and all this stuff, and you end up finding a, basically find a parking space way on the other side of the hotel, and then you have to walk back to the check-in counter. And I've never had to do that at any of the Disney resorts I've checked into, because you generally, I mean, even at Saratoga Springs or Old Key West, where I've had a maybe the check-in slots were filled, there's another parking lot right there next to it where you can just walk across the street or something. So, but yeah, this was kind of stupid. And the other thing that you'd really notice is, you know, all three of us do this all the time. You know, you're at the Magic Kingdom and you want to go check out the Polynesian, or you want to go check out the Contemporary, or you're at Epcot and you want to walk over to the Boardwalk and maybe get some lunch, or even just walk around and look at stuff. Well, Universal does not make that real easy. You have to have a key card to get into any of the pool areas, any of the it's almost like they're not welcoming you to look around.
Yeah. And that's different, and Disney welcomes it. In fact, they encourage it, and it almost sounds like it's the exact opposite up at Universal.
Yeah, we took the path to the parks instead of the bus, and it's a really nice path, but we pass both Royal Pacific and Portofino, and I wanted nothing more than to just walk up there and look around the resorts. But knowing what it was like to have to use my key card to get in everywhere at Cabana Bay, I didn't want to head up there because I wouldn't, you know, you'd feel out of place if you had to ask somebody to be to open a door for you or something. So I didn't even check them out. So
that's interesting, an interesting philosophy.
Yeah, and I think I don't like it.
Yeah, I think part of it has to do with where they're located at. They're a lot closer to International Drive. I mean, it's basically a walk across the bridge to International Drive, where there's just gobs and gobs of people. So
you're just talking from a pure security perspective.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what it is. But nonetheless, if we're staying, you know, you're staying on property, you should be able to go explore the other resorts. That's what makes it enjoyable. So.
Well, that was interesting. Before I lose a thought, John, when you were talking about that extra parking lot at the Disney resorts, because you're right, you have the check-in area, and then there's usually an abutting major parking lot for just general, you know, from whomever, whether you're staying at the resort or not. I'll bet you a lot of it has to do with size and the lack of land available, where Universal doesn't have that luxury to bang out a 200 or 300 car parking lot all over the place.
That's exactly what I was trying to say when I went to cut him off, Dan. You're 100% right. It's all land. They don't have the property to do it, so they have to be a pain in the butt with the parking areas.
Yep.
Yeah. One of the things they have there is a parking garage. You know, I mean, they actually have a parking garage just at the hotel. So
I bet you Disney has I bet you Disney has more square footage in parking lots than Universal's total property is.
Yeah, you may be right. You
yeah, I wouldn't doubt that a bit.
If you add up all the theme park parking and all the resort parking and Disney Springs parking, I bet you that's more acreage than what the entire Universal Studios is.
Yeah,
probably.
And that's, you know, now that you think it through, that's probably exactly what it is. And the precious land that they have, they're trying to put attractions on, and they don't want to waste it on parking lots, which I understand that. But there you get, you know, John's telling his story here. This is just an occasional trip up there, and that was a very noticeable thing when you can draw differences between the Disney resort and the Universal resort, I guess we'll call it. That's a pretty big one, because that's your first impression when you first get to this place. You're already frustrated right out of the gate.
Well, if you got to roam through Royal Pacific or Portofino Bay or one of the Hard Rock and you've seen inside, you might get a feel for it, and you might want to spend the extra couple of hours to stay there.
Well,
that's
exactly why we wanted to check them out, because we were, you know, those are the three that have the Express Pass, and so that's why we wanted to go check out Portofino and take a good look at it and see if we would like to stay there, but we didn't have the opportunity to go look at it. So,
no, and that's a shame. But yeah, I mean, I love especially we went down with the truck when I had to work to deliver that stuff to Mrs. Goff. I mean, Dan, and I know you've seen this, and I know you've seen this too, John. I've actually seen tractor trailers parked at Riverside with people on vacation. Because the one year we were down there, the father took his son. He's a truck driver. He parked his rig on property every day and was riding the bus, and we were talking to him because I told him my stepfather drove for DuPont for years and he worked for DuPont. We had a conversation, but, like, where would you do that over at Universal? I mean, over at Riverside, I've never seen there's more parking lots empty than there is full in that place.
Right.
Yeah, that wouldn't even be an option anywhere at Universal. So.
No.
Right. if you think about where they between Port Orleans Riverside and Port Orleans French Quarter, they have that area where they bring the horse and the wagon and the buggy over, and they have his trailer there all day long, and it's out in the middle of the parking lot with nothing around it. There's probably, 500 spaces on either side of it, and it's just sitting there. And you're right, Doug. You could park 30 tractor trailers in some of those lots, and it wouldn't affect any of the flow of the tourist traffic or parking.
Absolutely. It was so nice with me with that big truck that I had with all the stuff on it. Like, I pulled to my spot at Riverside. I could pull to an area where I could, you know how it is when you're driving a big truck. Like, people know when you're driving a King Cab
Right.
pickup truck with an 8-foot bed, that thing has the turning radius of a Winnebago.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, right.
and you know what I'm talking about with that,
Yep.
Johnny, with you driving trucks.
Yeah.
So, and it's so nice. Like, I didn't even think about it. I like that was the only thing I wasn't stressed about. I knew once I got to Riverside, I had no problem parking that thing. Because there'd be plenty of places you just drive through two spots and just leave it there.
Yeah, exactly.
So
Yep.
go ahead, Johnny. Sorry we cut you off with this poignant parking conversation.
Well, that's just one of the, I had said I had some different, things I wanted to compare and contrast, and that's one of them that I noticed right away was the parking situation and the openness to be able to get to the other resorts and explore them. And so, but that resort itself, it actually has a, like I said, it has a swizzle lounge in the lobby, which is a cool little bar. They have a bowling alley on the second floor that's got 20 lanes in it, which is
That's
really kind of
awesome.
cool. Yeah, it's really neat. They have two pools and a lazy river and one slide. And so I like the lazy river a lot, so I had my own inner tube and I went down there for about 3 or 4 hours on
I
Saturday.
wonder why John likes the lazy river. Could it be that you could hold a beer as you're going up and down the river then?
That might have something to do with it. I'm not real sure. It might also have the fact that the pool bar has High Lie on, or Cigar City High Lie on draft, which is a dang fine beer too.
So
So,
was I right? Was there any chance that a beer was in your hand when you were floating down the river?
there is no pictures of that.
Beer was going solo down the lazy
Oh,
river.
it was awesome. It was awesome.
But that
But
sounds really good. But I didn't know it had a bowling alley on it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it has a bowling alley in it, and next door to the bowling alley is, pretty sure you guys probably remember Jack LaLanne from back in the day, the one of the first
Fitness
physical.
guys, yeah.
Yeah, his
Yeah.
gym, the gym there is themed to him,
Yeah,
and
he's
so
built almost as good as me back in the day.
there's.
I'm sorry, I thought I had it on mute. Go ahead.
There's a big statue of him in front of the workout gymnasium, and then they have actually a lot of his products and stuff, and logo T-shirts and everything down in the souvenir shop downstairs. So, and the other one of the other cool things is they actually have a Starbucks in the lobby of the hotel, so you can get your Starbucks in the morning, a regular Starbucks. It's just, it's not a little kiosk; it's a regular Starbucks, and
Prices, do you remember prices? They more or less than Disney.
exactly, I would say exactly the same.
Okay, I didn't know if one was 10 cents cheaper than the other or not.
If it's 10 cents, I really didn't notice, but it's not a
Well, you
buck
just got to
more, a
start
buck
noticing
less.
that if you're going to be a real reporter, John, you got to report on this stuff.
I can tell you the differences in the beer prices,
Okay,
but
well, what's the difference in them? See, you know that. Is they more or less expensive at Universal?
they are a li the resorts are actually a little cheaper, about 50 cents to 75 cents cheaper on a
So if you
draft.
have 10 beers, you get one free, John.
There you go. But the beers inside the parks, which is odd because you can get one at the hotel, from the hotel bar, and it's, I think it was $6.75, but then any beer you get inside the park is starting at $8.50 and going up. So they're about $1 more than what most of the prices at Disney are. So
Isn't that insane though? $8.50 for one beer,
yeah.
regardless of how fancy it is or whatever. And I know Doug and I have we've gone all over
Yeah, I
this
know. I'm
issue,
not going to yell at
but
you, buddy.
still,
Calm down.
$8.50 for
That's a
eight
lot.
beer. Wow.
It's a lot. That's why when I check into Riverside, buddy, I got a case in or a 12-pack in the fridge.
No, that's why I go to Winn-Dixie exactly and
Yeah.
get buy a case and bring it to my room.
Yeah, because and me usually it's a 12-pack because I don't drink that much and I'll go get more. But I
Right.
get, you know what I'm saying, Dan? It's like because me and you're the same. We're not like John drinks a case before the days are, you know.
Oh, come on, slow
I'm
down.
kidding with you. We know you don't, but that's you created this order. We're just going with it. You're beer solo. I'm mean man. So don't feel bad. But no, you know what I'm saying. Like a 12 pack is perfect, and I'd rather drink it than have some left because I can't drive home to New Jersey with beer in the car.
No.
You know what I'm
bad
saying?
Idea.
But it's
yeah.
a bad idea, but you couldn't afford to drink every day for $8.50
right.
a beer. You
yeah.
go you go if you're going to drink for to have one beer, you're okay, but if you're drinking to drink, that'll kill you.
Yeah. Well, basically, you know, like I always say, we build a few resort days into our week-long or 10-day vacation, so we usually, you know, have some beer and wine on hand to, you know, be by the pool and mm-hmm. just have around so we're not paying the resort prices, you know, $6, $7, $8 a pop.
Yeah, well, that's what me and Brent will do. We'll have a drink or we'll come back to the room, get showered if we're going to do the resort day, go see Bob.
Yeah.
And she'll have a wine or two in the room, and then I'll have a beer or two. Then we'll go to the River Roost, and after we have a beer or two there, we're done. We're good.
Right.
You know, we're at our peak. We're good. We're having a good time, and we can walk around the resort and still not rumble, bumble, and stumble. But we got a nice little night going on.
Yeah, that's generally what I do. Is I have a 12 pack in the room, and I'll grab one before I go down to the pool and take it down to the pool with me. And then if I want one more because I'm going to be down there for a couple hours, I'll grab one from the bar. But yeah, $8.50 to $10 a pop. You really can't friggin' sit down there all afternoon and drink. So
yeah, just you know when you said it, it hit me. And you know when you go to places like World Showcase and they have all those great lagers and beers, and you can get Sam Adam. You know you can get whatever you want basically all around the World Showcase, but man, that adds up. No wonder why they love alcohol so much.
Yeah, my favorite out at Epcot is the Canadian one, the Le Fin du Monde, and it's $10.50. It's a stiff price, but I don't know. It's worth for that one beer. It really is.
Yeah.
But
see,
anyway,
that's where I hit the Canadian Molson.
Yeah.
But so once you're at Cabana Bay, you have two options to get to the parks. You can either take a bus, and the buses are all stylized, kind of like the 40s, 50s woody surf wagon, you know, with the wood on the side. Well, what looks like wood on the side mm-hmm. and that type of stuff. Buses look really cool. Or there's a really pretty garden walk, but it's about a mile. And it reminds me a lot of like the walk from Hollywood Studios to Epcot. You don't go through boardwalk or anything, but, you know, with the very nicely landscaped the entire way. You go by the waterway where the boats are coming from the Portofino and stuff like that, and it's a really pretty walk. And I think that I did it four or five times with me and my wife, because with her and the scooter, it's just a lot easier to do the walk than it is to get on and off the bus.
Now, John, so, can you, if you're staying at the Portofino, can you can take the boat to get there? So what if you were just, you know, staying where you were at Cabana Bay? Can you hop on that boat, or do they ask for an ID or something?
That was the thought I was going to go through one time, but then I was thinking, you know, as much as they're demanding me to show my key card over at Cabana Bay just to get back onto the property, I'm pretty sure I'd have to show it to get onto the boat, but I didn't try it.
Yeah, so it's not like the friendship boats at Disney where they welcome you on. This
no,
is like...
I don't think so. You know, I'm like I said, I didn't check, but
right.
from the feeling I had, it wasn't the same. It didn't feel the same. It really
See,
didn't. So.
They need to get their magic bands going over there or something soon, don't you think?
Yeah, they have the unfriendly boats. I don't know.
Well, or either that or even if you're staying at Cabana Bay, I mean, you should still have the option to use any of the transportation.
Absolutely.
I mean, I paid the price to stay on the resort. I mean, if I'm staying at Pop Century, that doesn't mean I can't take the monorail over to the Grand Floridian. You know
right.
what I mean? So,
yeah.
So.
You're right. I mean, that's just such an inconvenience. It's a shame that you got you decided not to get – to even try their boats because you're afraid you don't want to go through the hassle. I mean, that who wants to be hassled at a park?
Yeah,
like that,
you saw
something like that when you're a paid guest.
Yeah, do you see the pictures of the boats too? And they're beautiful in the
water.
They're
really cool looking.
Yeah, it's really pretty. But yeah, it just didn't feel like I didn't want to go up there and they go, well, where's your key card and you know that type
right.
of thing. So.
Is that how they talk over there at Universal?
Yeah.
Get a tongue lash.
Okay, I was just curious. They're tyrants.
But yeah, that first day we headed over to Springfield. did some of that stuff, and like I've told you before, wife in the chair and stuff, so it's not, we don't run in and off of a bunch of rides. So I think me and my son did Gringotts Bank and Wizarding World of Harry Potter Diagon Alley that day, and that's about the only ride we did. And I called and the room was ready, so we headed back and got into the room. So, but we ate lunch in Springfield, and I had the bucket of bait.
So you were hanging out with the Simpsons, huh?
Simpsons always been one of my favorite TV shows, so I like that area a lot. Had a Duff beer, and son had a Buzz Cola. We had the Ribwich, the bucket of bait, and a giant pink donut.
So
So,
what's in the bucket of bait? Squid and worms?
squid, you were right on that one. Calamari, and a couple of pieces of fish, and a couple of shrimp and tater tots. So
Okay.
So for
it
somebody
was.
that's, I'm sorry, John, for somebody that's a Simpsons fan, is it pretty much like you're in Springfield? I mean,
Yes,
you're
it is. Yeah,
injected
everything's.
into the animation, basically.
Yep, it's larger than life. They have a lot of model figures that are there all the time. Like they have Chief Wiggum, the cop, standing by his car, police car that's crashed into a fire hydrant, and it's squirting water out. And I would say that those models are probably a time and a half the size. So when you stand next to Chief Wiggum, you're kind of a little smaller than him. They have Barney the drunk inside Duff's Tavern. He's sitting there, standing there at the bar. And Homer and Krusty the Clown, Bart and Marge, they all come out. They have them dressed up for meet and greets and stuff like that. So,
And
but
none of them are face characters, right? They're all in costumes, I
yeah,
guess,
yeah,
how you'd say it,
yeah,
right?
cartoon looking characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, and it, yeah, it's a lot like Toontown. Heck, I can't even remember what it was called now.
Yeah, Toontown, Mickey's Birthday Land. I forget
Yeah, the
what
one
year.
of the names that they had in the
Yeah.
different, yeah, the buildings and everything are a lot like that, kind of where the rounded edges, and it really makes you look like you're in a cartoon or in an animated area. So,
Oh, that sounds pretty cool.
now my buddy Kent, when he goes down with his son, he's watched every single episode of The Simpsons probably 100 times. It's like his show. He's watched it since day one. I'll stay on it once in a while if I'm roaming through it, but like roaming through the channels, if something funny's on, it was never my favorite show. But I really think it would be cool to see Moe's Diner because I know all the characters. I think it
Yeah.
would be pretty cool to see everything.
Yeah, you can get a Flaming Moe in there, which is in the show it was an alcoholic drink they came up with, but on the in the one they make there is a non-alcoholic. I think it's got orange soda and some frozen dry ice basically in it to make it smoke and stuff like that. And it's really cool to watch it go.
Now, is there a Krusty the Clown drink?
No, but there is Buzz Cola, so
Okay.
yeah. But they do. There is a Krusty Burger inside the food court, and they have a couple of items that just don't look any good. They got something that's called a heat lamp burger. It looks like a burger that's just been sitting under the heat lamp for hours and hours. So.
On purpose.
On purpose, yeah.
And what did that what's that cost you? Heat lamp burger.
I think it was nine, no, 10.50. The bucket of bait that we got was 13.50. So, yeah, prices are about the same as anything you're going to get at Disney. So,
Yeah,
and the bucket of
okay.
bait, it was okay, but it was very heavy, very greasy. So.
Yeah, that wouldn't work for me. That kind of reminds me, I told you guys I ate at this local place over here, that kilt, Tilda Kilt, and that was the same thing
All
there. I
right.
got a bag full of grease for my fish and chips.
Yeah.
And that was depressing, man, because I was so, I'm like, I'm going to get a little bit of Disney tonight, thinking about my Rose and Crown.
Yep.
If I took that fish and chips and the Rose and Crown, one of them, they would have beat me with a Scottish egg. You know what I'm saying? They'd have laughed at me.
Yep.
So,
Yep.
where'd you head
Yeah,
to next, my friend?
well, I think the best thing to do there is to maybe get a Buzz Cola and a Duff beer and maybe the
I'm
actual the
calling
best
a
food that
night.
we, the best food we found there is they have a Bumblebee taco stand. It's the Bumblebee man, and he's got a little taco stand out in a food truck, and he's got a Korean beef taco, and those are actually really good.
That
So.
sounds great. I like the Bumblebee stand.
That's just pretty cool how they integrated all the, show, designations, I guess, or places where these characters, are, and then they injected them into the theme park and made food, served food out of them and stuff. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, have you I don't know if either of y'all seen the episode where they go to Duff Gardens and they have instead of like the seven dwarfs, they have the seven different stages of being drunk, and it's these different, there's all these silly character guys' names, but they have all of those cut into topiaries and
Oh.
the placards in front of them. So
So in a way, they're poking fun at Disney in a kind of backhanded way, kind of.
No, I think it's front-handed, Dan.
Yeah,
The way that
actually,
episode was.
yeah, the ride that they have there, I didn't ride it this time, but I rode it a couple of times. And it's supposed to go, be where the Simpsons go to Krusty Land itself.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's the pre-show. They're actually sitting on a boat ride going through a pirate-themed kind of ride. So yeah,
Yeah, that's not too subtle.
it's
It's
not really.
just,
Yeah.
it's almost as bad as the one that I hated was what's his face? Oh, I can't even think of it now. The ogre
Oh,
from
Shrek.
Universal Shrek. How bad they trashed Disney is a joke. Like, I don't know how Disney didn't sue them for like stealing their the entire everything was Disney. It was basically based on a Disney story.
Well, I think a lot of them were the fairy tales that Disney didn't necessarily own, you
Yeah,
know.
well,
So,
yeah, they're
yeah.
in the public domain, so
Right.
yeah, Disney didn't really own them. They just did their adaptation of them.
Yeah, Disney should do a cartoon of how big and gigantic Disney World is and how minuscule Universal is and pick
Well,
on it.
they don't have to,
Just saying.
so.
It just rubbed me the wrong way. I'm watching it. My mother-in-law's hearing me screaming in my room like something really bad's going on. I'm yelling at the TV. I felt so stupid. I'm yelling at a cartoon because of how they're like, and then I have to look at myself in the mirror like, dude, you need to grow up. Why are you yelling at this cartoon? Because like, it's sad. So everybody who thinks I hate Disney when I'm picking on it, no, I love Disney so much. I sit there and scream at Shrek because of how they pick on Disney.
You felt you had to defend your baby,
Yeah,
right?
exactly. I'm sitting there yelling at this stupid cartoon, and my wife's agreeing with me. Now you know she's in love when she's sitting there agreeing with me yelling at a cartoon. We're both getting irate over it. So, go ahead, Johnny. Sorry.
But well, we did that and went back. That this is Saturday. Went back and did the Lazy River for a couple hours, and then me and my wife headed back over. I think
Now.
we just walked around some of the stores. There's a really cool new store. I put this up on Facebook too. What did I write down the name? Let's
Oh geez,
see.
here he
Yeah,
goes.
the no, I didn't write
He
down the
remembers
name.
the beer names right off the tip of his
Yeah,
tongue, don't
that was
he?
right there. But anyhow, it's a new store, and it has props from some of the rides that have been retired, and then some of the actual movies. And so, like, they had the cow from Twister. They used to have a Twister experience there, kind of where you'd see a tornado come through and stuff.
Oh
They had a
yeah.
cow that floated by, so now that cow's in that shop. And then next to it, they actually had the cow from the movie. So they had two different cows in there. So,
That's pretty cool.
just silly stuff like that. A lot of stuff from the Halloween Horror Nights and zombies and stuff like that. So, and it was a really cool store.
Now they asked you a quick question. Was the walkway that you were talking about how nice that was into the parks? What was is that walk better or is the walk that I like from the beach club or boardwalk area to the studios better? Which walk do you like better?
I would say the one at Universal is landscape better. There was lots of trees, plants, and vegetation, and you were right by the waterway with the boats, but you're right by the waterway a lot of times with the one at Boardwalk or that one. But I like the Disney one a little better because there's an air conditioned place you can take a break in the middle if you're there in the summertime. You know, you can stop at the boardwalk, or and then you have the options to go by the Dolphin, the Swan, or you can go by the Beach Club and stuff like that. So yeah, I
Okay,
like
so it's
the
a really nice walk then. I
yeah,
just wanted to get it. I wanted to put it in comparison for our listeners of how
it's
nice it really
landscape.
is.
Yeah, it's landscaped absolutely beautiful. So they really did a nice job on it. So
Okay, sounds good.
let's see. And then we ended up I ended up in my quest to be the guy that rode and did everything in Orlando. I did Cat in the Hat, which, you know, me, single guy, mid-40s, doing Cat in the Hat by himself, but what the heck. So I rode Cat in the Hat, and it got stuck halfway through. Yeah, and I sat there for about 10 minutes.
Oh, no.
But They gave me an express pass for the next day. So Sunday I was able to use an express pass for anything I wanted to.
That's
So
cool.
yeah, so that was
What
decent.
would the Cat in the Hat be compared to it at Disney World?
Did you ever ride Snow White's Scary Adventures before they shut it down?
Yeah, many, many moons ago. Yeah.
Yeah,
But I did ride it many moons ago.
it was a lot. It's a lot like that.
Okay.
That Mr. Toad's Wild Ride and maybe to a certain extent Winnie the Pooh's Adventures, but the ride vehicle wasn't as, I guess, the Winnie the Pooh one bounces a little bit, so it's a little more high tech than Cat in the Hat. But if your kids were Dr. Seuss fans, Cat in the Hat fans, they would enjoy it.
It's an
So
animatronic ride. It's a dark ride,
yeah,
basically.
yep, it's a
Okay.
classic dark ride. Yeah, so
That's all you had to say, John. That's all you had to say.
okay.
I'm just kidding. Have you ever done all those, then?
Oh yeah, I mean not the Universal ones, but I rode Snow White. In fact, I rode it I think the week before it closed down, before we got the mine train. So I rode it fairly recently.
Oh, show off.
Well, luck of the draw. It was just pure luck. That's
There
all it
you go.
was.
What's up next, my friend?
Let's see. And that night we stopped at the Hot Dog Hall of Fame there in City Walk and ate dinner. I had the Chicago dog and wife had the Colorado hot dog. That one had sauerkraut, peppers, and onions on it. So
So let
they were
me ask, Casey's or Hall of Fame?
the Hall of Fame.
I don't like you at all.
I know, I know. I'm
Just
just
more
getting
options. Just, I mean,
more
yeah.
options. I love the, even though I'm not much of a baseball fan, I still like the baseball seating there. They have like stadium seating. It looks like you're really in a ballpark.
Right.
And all right, go ahead, say it. You can get a beer with my hot dog. So yeah.
Yeah, I hear
So
you.
yeah.
I'll stop. I won't pick. You're starting to get a complex. I'll calm down.
Actually,
Man.
they got rid of that stadium seating too at Casey's. There's all tables in there now. That those bleachers are all gone. They used to be able to watch the cartoons there in the
Yeah.
back. Them are
Yeah.
gone.
Yeah, they do have a little more seating though outside though than they used to have years ago
Yep.
too. 'Cause I remember going to Casey's years ago where there was a lot of times you couldn't find a seat.
Right, it was really just a counter and a couple tables. That's all it was. And you're
Yeah, and
right, they've
you'd sneak
expanded.
in the back and I know it's Disney World, but I'd always end up with a family with 12 kids in the back area.
Right.
It's like there's nowhere peaceful to sit down and eat my hot dog, you know? And I understand, again, don't be writing me, you're at Disney World, expect kids. But you know what I'm saying? You go in that
Right.
back room and you get a few families with some kids back there. It's noisy back there.
Yeah,
Let's see if Doug does it. Doug, when you see somebody put ketchup on their hot dog, do you go postal on them or anything?
I don't go postal, but I just look at them like there's something wrong with them. You don't put the ketchup on a hot
No,
dog.
you don't.
No,
It's
I'm
like
with you
putting mustard
guys.
on fries. Do you put ketchup on a hot dog then?
No, absolutely not.
Just wrong.
I just had a hot dog tonight and I put mustard on it.
There you
Know what I
go.
like too? Raw onions on my hot dog with
Yeah,
mustard.
yep, that's good too.
Dice them up. I don't like it, but I'm not a sauerkraut guy. You guys?
No, sauerkraut to me is not a condiment for hot dogs. That's exotic for a hot dog. To me, it's basic, like you said. The nice, the onions, maybe a little relish and some spicy brown mustard, and I'm good.
Yep, I'm not even a yellow mustard fan. I eat it once in a while, but I don't like the yellow mustard. I like the spicy mustard.
Yeah.
You a
Yeah, I do that
yellow? Yeah,
spicy brown and
yep.
sauerkraut.
There you go. You can have your sauerkraut. Just keep it off my dog.
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead, Johnny. I'm sorry, but yeah, I love Casey's though. I love a good hot dog at Casey's. So I would like that. I would really like that place. My wife now wouldn't like it. And even though she enjoys. I was lucky this Memorial Day weekend. I got to eat hot dogs 2 days in a row. That's a record
Wow.
around here.
And they weren't chicken dogs. They were
Yeah,
actually
really.
They
beef
were
hot
regular
dogs.
beef hot dogs. My
Wow.
wife actually had a couple herself. She loves the top bun, the bun size dogs, the longer ones, and the ballparks. They're awesome on the grill. So she allowed us to have a couple beef hot dogs this weekend.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that in moderation a couple times a
Exactly.
summer.
I
That's
think
not
she felt bad on me walking on these stilts. I've already lost 7 pounds. My godson asked me if I lost 20.
Wow.
I said, no, Donnie, I just tightened up. You guys should see. I got a two pack right now.
Wow. On his way to a six-pack.
That'll never happen again. I'm too old for that. It's just
Yeah.
divided right down the belly button. That's about it. There's
Yeah.
a left and a right side now. That's about it. So go ahead, Johnny.
So let's see. That was about it for Saturday. I went back Sunday morning. If you notice something, yeah, my son's not into theme parks at all, pretty much anymore. He's hanging out in the room almost this entire time. It's me going and my wife going. So I really have to evaluate the ticket situation next year when all these annual passes are due, whether or not I even buy it. But see, the thing is, if I don't get him his pass,
He'll
then
want to
well, I
go.
wanted to go with you guys.
Yeah.
And it'll cost you more for a one day ticket
Oh,
than it would
heck
to just buy the darn
no.
thing.
Yeah, I can't do that. So, but
No.
yeah, I got up Sunday morning and they have their version of extra more magic hours, which is I think that I forgot what the name of it is. Anyway, just Islands of Adventure opens an hour early and all it is you run right over there and ride. That's actually before I right after I called or I went over there right before I called you guys for the podcast last week. So I'd ridden Forbidden Journey and taking the train to Diagon Alley over to the studios by that time.
That I am really looking forward to. Do you like the Diagon Alley train better or the Walt Disney World Railroad?
I'm afraid
And
that you'll throw me off
remember, yeah, you better remember where you're coming from here.
I'm afraid you'll throw me off the podcast
Good thinking. I ain't afraid to bully about my train, but seriously, what do you like better?
if I answer that. They each have their own different, the one at Disney is that's a real train and you see real things. Well, except for the couple animatronics that you see on it and stuff like that. But I mean, for the most part, you're experiencing the park and you're getting a good view of, overview of the park. And the one at Universal is you don't see the park. You're actually watching video screens as you ride along, and so you're watching basically about a 7-minute movie. And so it's more of a it's a different experience, it really is. So,
It's sad because they have no land.
well, no, this is what they wanted to do. They wanted to put you in the Harry Potter world. They didn't want you to look at the park while you're going back and forth. So,
So they're bringing you to Potterland or whatever it is. I don't know what it's called, but that's it's supposed to give you the sensation that you're leaving where you are and going somewhere else, or
yeah,
you actually go somewhere else.
you actually go somewhere else. You're
Oh,
at
all right.
you're you can take it back and forth. So there's two parks. There's Islands Adventure, and that has the first part of
Harry Potter
Wizarding
Land.
World of Harry Potter. That's Hogsmeade,
And then
and
the other
where
side is Diagon
Hog
Alley.
yeah, and Hogwarts is over at Islands Adventure. Then you can take the train from there and take it over to Universal Studios, and that has a Diagon Alley,
See,
and you
and
can
there's no and there are no dummies then. The reason they did that is so
so
you
you
have to
gotta buy
have
a
a minute
ticket to both
you
parks.
have to have a park hopper to go to both parks
You
if you
sure
want to
do,
see
and there's a
both
ticket
if
office right outside that'll be happy to sell it to you if you don't, or you
Exactly.
can upgrade your pass.
And so instead of the knuckleheads building all in one park, they put in both parks. So you and anybody who wants Harry Potter, you're definitely going to want to see both sides. You're going to want to see Diagon Alley and Harry, both sides of it. So they were no dummies, and they don't give you park hopper for free either.
Oh, good. Oh, you'd never get Park Hopper for free there because that's basically a ride. I mean, it really is an experience ride to go back and forth or to take that train. So.
Yeah, I hear you. I love my railroad. Put me on that. If you had one, like I said, if you had one train you could ride, which one would you ride?
I'd probably have to go with the Disney World one because it means a lot to me. I mean, I rode that probably. That was one of the first things I remember riding with my mom back when I was a small child. So, yeah, I'd have to go with that one. So.
Yeah, plus it's 5 times longer. To go all the way around the Magic Kingdom probably takes you a good half hour if there's stops.
Right. Yeah. But now, if you
Nah.
ask me to choose between the two new attractions at both parks, the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train or the Escape from Gringotts coaster, I'd have to go the other way. I'd definitely have to go to Gringotts. So.
Well, you're a traitor. Me and Dennis will both take the mine train, won't we, Den?
Oh yeah, mine train for me.
I'll be honest with you, even if I liked the other one better, I'd still go with the mine train.
We'll see what Dennis says when King Kong opens up, and we put that up against something new at Disney. So.
Yeah, that's gonna be hard for me because I I've told this story before on the podcast. When the first time we ever went to Central Florida, we did the Universal Park, SeaWorld, and at the time, three Disney parks. And of all those attractions, I don't know why, just that King Kong attraction blew me away. The out of anything I saw that whole whirlwind week was that King Kong attraction. So I'm looking forward to its replacement. It looks like it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see it.
Purely the size of that animatronic they had in there was just amazing. And you think that was, what, 25 years ago when they had built that?
Yeah,
So,
remember the big hand? You'd look back and that big hand would be coming towards you when you were on the gondola there, whatever it was. And it was, I don't know, it just, I thought that was a well done attraction at that time.
No, I will give them credit there because at least they can get King Kong to work. God forbid we get the Yeti to ever
Well,
work.
that's what I was going to say. I wonder if they hired the same guys that put the Yeti in Everest there for Kong over there. I hope not.
No,
Well,
that's just sad, man. It's just so sad. That whole and I get more grief about picking on that ride, Expedition Everest, than anything else. I myself, I mean, that's if we had to give five rides if we never went on again, that would be on one of my easiest picks.
yeah. It is sad that, for what it was supposed to be and what it ended up being is pretty sad. I mean, I don't know.
It's beautiful. It's
They'll get
beautiful
it.
to look at.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, how can I put it? You know how you buy, like, people buy these rare sports cars and they look so beautiful, but they don't drive them because they're always breaking down?
Yeah.
Like, the
You just
problem they
leave.
had, yeah, like,
Yeah.
you know what I'm saying? They're so finicky. Like, the British car. Do you ever watch Tim the Tool Man Tower?
Yeah.
Tool
Home
Time?
Improvement,
Yeah. Remember his wife went out and bought the Austin Healey? And he picked on, he said, it's a beautiful car, but it breaks down. The electrical system's junk, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's nice to look at. He goes, it looks great in the garage, but it's a pain in the butt. And that's the same thing with Everest. It looks absolutely gorgeous the whole way into it, but it's really not worth my time for that road, for that ride, for
Right, and
me.
the main attraction is, literally broken. It's the butt of all jokes, right? Now that's the topper. You
Disco
end
yet.
every conversation. Yeah, Disco Yeti. I mean, for the money they spent on that, and I guess, the reason is, and everyone has their opinions, but according to what I understand, they literally have to dismantle the mountain around
Oh,
it
absolutely.
to do it because, and they'd have to shut it down for probably a full year, and they're not willing to do it. Now, when Avatar Land opens up and there's other things to do there that take people's time, maybe they'll consider doing it, but I don't see it in the near future.
No, because that's what happened. They built the mountain around the track.
Right.
So it's one of those deals where I don't think it'll ever be fixed. Because I don't think they're ever going to tear. From what I understand, they have to literally take a piece of the mountain out
Yeah.
to get the Yeti out of there. And it's like, but it's just so sad that that don't work. It's like Disney is the creme de la creme to making everything work perfectly, and that Yeti not working just pisses me off every time. I think that's one of the other reasons I don't like riding it. Because every time I see the damn thing, I get mad. I'm yelling as I'm going backwards. Why don't you work? I'm
Yeah.
screaming at it, and then you're going away, running away from it.
And it's not just getting the Yeti out of there itself, but my understanding is the hydraulics are built so deep into the ground there. You got to get that all out of there because I think that's what's broken. It's the hydraulics or, whatever makes the thing, move like
Well,
it's
that would
supposed
make
to.
that would, the hydraulics would make sense because I think you probably know that's the problem that Universal had with the King Kong and Jaws. You know,
Right.
that's why they could never get either the hydraulics always was always breaking down on them, so.
Well, from what I got gathered is that it was so strong it was actually pulling itself from it was breaking itself free.
From
Well, that would have
Mars,
been interesting.
yeah,
Yeah.
because I think it has more thrust than like a jet engine or something like
It
that.
was something crazy that it had so much power or something that that's what was breaking it. It kept breaking itself because of the way it swung. So, go ahead. Now we're on the Yeti. Any chance I get to pick on that is always a good thing for me.
See, I disagree with you. I mean, even with the broken Yeti, I still think Mount Everest, it's probably my favorite coaster in all the Disney parks. So,
I
but.
like the I love Big Thunder Mountain Railroad 1,000 times better than the
Ah,
Yeti.
well.
A thousand times. I mean, If they shut that, if they shut it down tomorrow, I would. I'd walk. I really, they should do, to me. They could shut it down and just keep the mountain there. That's the only thing I enjoy about it.
But all right, well,
for scenery.
I did the podcast with you guys, and then I had that express pass, and I was thinking about what to ride on the way out. Should I stop and do Transformer? Should I go back over to the other park and do Spider-Man? And I can only, I guess I'm getting old. I can only do a certain amount of motion simulator rides anymore before getting
I'll confirm it for you. You're getting old.
Queasy stomach. So I had done Green Gods and Forbidden Journey, so I was good. So I figured I'd ride a roller coaster, because roller coasters don't bother me. It's the simulator rides that really get to me after a while. So I was going by Rip Ride Rocket, and I figured I'd use it for that.
Say
and
that
I
had three times it... fast.
What's that?
Say that
Rip
three
Ride
times
Rocket. And I had rode it a couple of years ago, and it's a lot like well, it doesn't have the same takeoff as Rock and Roller Coaster, and obviously it doesn't have Aerosmith, but you can pick, you know, a variety of different music to listen to and stuff like that as you do this ride. And when I rode it a couple of years ago, I picked Motley Crue, Kickstart My Heart, and it was a great ride. The music blended well with the attraction and stuff like that, so I was going through that, but I noticed this time when I got onto the attraction that obviously some mother-in-law had designed these seats, because there's a giant ridge right between your legs that as a guy rides, you're forced onto, and it's the most uncomfortable thing in the entire world.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and on top of that, the music I picked out Motley Crue again, and it broke up four times during the roller coaster. So if you can imagine you're riding Rock and Roller Coaster and all of a sudden you're just not hearing Aerosmith, it's not the same ride, you know.
Right.
You don't get that same enjoyment. So I basically wasted my express pass and hurt myself basically before I was done. So
that's a shame. You bet you went and got another beer after that.
I went back to the room and laid down for a little bit.
Yeah, I thought to calm away your sorrow, to take away the pain.
Exactly. So, but I got back to the room and gathered up. Well, we ate lunch and then gathered up the wife, and we headed over to headed back over there. And I rode the. I wanted to get a little cool down, so I rode the. They have a kind of a Congo River ride, kind of like Cali River Rapids, called. What's his name? Bluto's Barges.
Okay.
And it's a lot like that, a lot like Cali River Rapids, but it's probably 2 to 3 times as long. So I always enjoy that. I rode that with my son several times, so it's always a lot of fun, and everybody gets wet. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. You get soaked. So that cooled me off. We got over and did the meet and greet with the Velociraptor. Did you guys see the video on that?
That was pretty cool. Dad, tell them what you thought.
Yeah,
about
no, we were, Doug and I were just briefly chatting about it before you came on the call tonight, and you looked a little apprehensive looking over your shoulder there. Is that thing pretty, I mean, I know it looks lifelike, but you looked like you were genuinely, you know, a little freaked out.
I mean, I have a horrible time figuring out if there's actually a person inside the thing, and I think that's got to be what it is, controlling it, because it will open its jaws and put them next to your head. So, yeah, it's a little freaky. So, I mean, I wouldn't say I was scared, but I'm a little apprehensive.
You didn't look comfortable.
And the cast member there looked to be doing a good job playing it up and playing
yeah.
a little role there too, right?
Yeah, yeah. And she had been the same one for – we waited probably 25, 30 minutes to do it. And
right.
she had been the same girl doing it the entire time. And she kept up that whole spiel, that whole attitude,
yeah,
just
yeah.
That whole thing the entire time, which is impressive. I mean, because,
yeah.
you know, it's 90 degrees and you're out here and you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. So, yeah, she was really into the role. She was doing a great job. So
no, I think they did a great job with that. And I had seen that, you know, other people on YouTube and stuff. And that is for a little, you know, it's not a headliner attraction, but for a photo op and, you know, who doesn't like dinosaurs, or at least most guys do and many women do. But, I mean, that's pretty cool to have a what is it, a raptor or whatever,
yeah.
whatever it is. I mean, it looks pretty lifelike. I mean, you're right. The way it moves, the mannerisms, it just It looks real. I mean, as real as I would imagine a dinosaur could look like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool looking. It was funny. You did a good job with the video too.
Yeah, thanks. Well, you and like I said, I don't know if there's a person inside of it or if it's just motion controlled or what, but you can't see where it's connected to the ground. And I mean, from everything you see, it looks like it's an independent, organism. I mean,
Right,
you couldn't see cables or a bar or anything where it was being
right.
controlled from. So,
Well, I'll give my opinion. I'm willing to say that it's all audio animatronic. I don't think it's a person in there, but I haven't seen it up live and close like you, so I'll give you the call on that. But I don't think there's a person in there.
if it is an animatronic, then somebody is controlling it bit by bit, because it's able to open its jaws and put it right up to your head and then your wife's head, you know what I mean? So
Right. So if you had a
it can't
bigger
just
head,
be. Well,
yeah.
it's probably a little better version than what's his face over at Toy Story,
Mr. Potato Head?
Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah.
How he can talk to you and Turtle Talk with Crush. There's probably something like that where it can
Yeah.
interact with you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, something like that, so.
Well, in any regard, it looked cool.
Yeah.
Did a good job.
Yeah, we did that, then ended up riding Men in Black, which is, I would put it between Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger Spin, and Toy Story. It's a little better than Space Ranger Spin, but not quite as good as Toy Story. Same type of thing. No, you're running
Sure,
around
well,
shooting aliens. So,
it's pretty cool though.
yeah, that's a lot of fun. Then we headed over to. We wanted to see Diagon Alley, wanted to see the dragon blowing fire at night and stuff like that. So we headed over there. It was getting to be evening and walked through Nocturne Alley, which is kind of where the Dark Wizard shop at and stuff like that. So there's a couple of stores down there that are just really, really creepy.
I have to watch all these stinking movies so I can
Yeah.
get the lingo and the Diagon and the Bygon and the Goodon and the Wigwam and every alley sounds the same to me, don't they to you, Den?
Yeah, I've never seen 30 seconds of any of the movies or read any of the books, so I know not what you speak of, John.
Well, Nocturne Alley's where the Dark Wizard shop at, and so
Okay.
there's a store down there that has a lot of creepy stuff and a lot of the basically the evil wizards in Harry Potter called Death Eaters. And so there's a Death Eater t-shirts and stuff like that down in the store. And they have a lot. That store is really well themed. They have stuff in the curio cabinets that are like there's a hand that is sitting there, and then as you look at it, it'll reach for you and fall apart and stuff like that. So
Sounds cool.
yeah, it's really well themed. We got out of there and walked out just in time to see Universal's version of a nighttime spectacular. And
What's that
when
called?
it was atrocious.
Okay. Oh boy.
We were, I will say, we were on the wrong side. They had water screens, and the water screens, and they basically show clips from, I guess, the last 100 years of Universal movies. So we couldn't really see a whole lot of the clips. And then
Well,
the
it's kind of like
firework.
being at the drive-in movie without the speaker on.
Yeah.
I mean, you only got half the action.
Yeah, and the fireworks were, I think, I don't know, maybe four or five little bottle rockets, and that was about it. I
Well,
mean,
again, they probably can't shoot them off because they'd be shooting them over,
the Hilton.
192 there or whatever,
Yeah.
right?
Well, they're
Or
right across
I-4.
the street from a neighborhood,
Right,
so yeah,
exactly.
they have pretty strict regulations on their fireworks. So, but I just the funniest thing I thought was that it's hosted by Morgan Freeman, and so there you are at Universal hearing the guy from Hall of Presidents. So
Yeah, go figure.
yeah.
So it's no illuminations,
Oh my
John?
goodness, no.
Is it a Jungle Book? That's what we want
I don't know. I still haven't. I'm supposed to
Yeah.
watch that video tonight, but I mean, I
Did you
like.
watch it then?
I did not, Doug. I did not. I haven't had time. I will, though, at some point.
Well, I'm telling you right now, you're thinking it's better before. No,
I
I'm
tell you
kidding.
what, though. Saturday night, I did watch the new Star Wars movie, though.
Oh yeah, how'd you like that?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It was better than I thought for not
Well,
being
see,
a
there
Star
you go.
Wars fan.
Yeah, I always like them. I'm entertained by them. I'm gonna watch it as soon as it comes to Stars.
Yeah, it was on, I don't know. It was web pay-per-view, I think. We just rented it. But yeah, we were down to the bottom of the barrel, so we said, all right, we might as well watch Star Wars. Nah, I'm only
There
kidding.
you go. Yeah, while you were watching that, I told you guys I watch Walt before Mickey.
So you're a true Disney fan.
Yep, that was really good. You guys will enjoy it. Like, it ain't gonna win an Academy Award, but it's a really good movie.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah, so, but no, we only kid, but like they could do. Do you think? Why don't they do like lasers and stuff? Like, I'm sure a lot of people are gonna enjoy the Jungle Book. I'm not picking on it. I mean, like I said, I seen the video and all, and I would enjoy it if I was sitting there. I wouldn't pick on it, but it would kind of be like me. I love the Electrical Parade, but I'm not gonna stop and watch the whole thing. And that's kind of like this is for me. I'd rather be roaming doing something else, if that makes any sense.
Yeah,
But I
right.
can't pick on anybody that wants to see it because it is worth seeing.
Exactly.
So, but I'm sorry, John, to
Oh,
pick on
that's
you.
all right.
But you think they could do, being they don't have the point I was trying to make, being they don't have the land and everything else that Disney has for the fireworks and all. You'd think they would do a laser show or whatever, like the River of Lights or something like that, some kind of spectacular or
Yeah.
World of Color or something that
That,
good.
yeah, that's what I was going to say. They have the water. You would think they'd do a World of Color type show, and maybe it is quite a bit better. I mean, I haven't heard a whole lot of good things about it without me even seeing it, but I'm sure it probably is better watching it from the correct side. So, but we weren't even trying to watch it. We just happened to walk out of.
Well, maybe what you ought to try to do is to justify it to yourself. Maybe you watch the video on YouTube of that. I'm sure there is one.
Yeah, you're probably right, and I get a better feel of what it was.
Yeah,
One
'cause
thing
you
I
were
real
there, so you could put yourself there
Yeah.
without in a little bit, you know?
Yeah. One thing I really wanted to mention to you guys is, I've heard you say it, Doug. I've heard Lou Mangiello say it, and
Man, I'm in
probably
the same breath as
yeah,
Lou. Look
you
at this.
there you go. Take for example, you're at the Food and Wine Festival and you can't find a table or something. Well, you're at Epcot, you're at Disney. It's okay to eat it off the top of a trash can, correct?
Yes, I have to take credit. I think I'm the first one that ever mentioned that on a show.
All right, you're not going to do that at Universal. That is one thing I noticed, and especially on the push flaps, when you have to push the flap to throw the trash in. Most of those didn't look like they'd been wiped down in at least 3 or 4 days, and you know how they get a gunky residue, just nasty residue on them after a while. And it's weird. You would think, why would you even notice something like that? But I don't know, because we go to the Disney so much, you do notice stuff like that. So,
Yeah, and see, I would have to say something about that. I say, go clean your crud.
yeah. And the funny thing is, I mean, everything else, the cleanliness is I would say is on par with
Yeah.
Disney. The hotel room was clean. The bathrooms are very clean. But yeah, something about they did not have their trash can wipe down guy running around doing it. So.
Nah, that's one thing I've always said, and it's crazy, and that's why I love my trash cans that Den sent me, my salt and pepper shakers.
Yeah.
I just love the idea. Like, you don't even think twice. Like, I don't even think of them as being trash cans half the time there. I more look at them as tabletops, like, or camera bag holders for
Yeah,
me.
you get mad at somebody coming over trying to put trash on your table.
Exactly.
I've done that before. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, what are you
Somebody
doing?
comes
Get
up,
out of
excuse
here.
me. Hey, what do you think? You're throwing something away? Stop it.
I'm eating here.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's been many a times I'm in there rooting for my soda, rooting for the water, the sunblock. Brenda wants her lip gloss. She'll go, "Hun, hun, hun, I need my lip gloss. My lip gloss." Okay. And the first thing I look for is a trash can, and it's like I said, it's my camera bag holder.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't even think twice about it. So good call there, John.
Yeah, like I said, I'm sure somebody, why in the heck would he even notice trash cans? But I don't know. It's just,
Because the
and
idiot that talks on this show talks about the crap all the time.
let's see, I tried all three of the unique beers from Florida Brewing that you can get out there. I had the Duff beer, the Dragon Scale, and the Wizard's Brew. And the Dragon Scale Red Ale is the winner. So.
Okay, does it have real scale in it?
Yeah, just like fish scales.
It does? It's floating around in there? See, if they
No.
were smart, see, they would shave ice and paint them like red to be like look like scaled from the dragon. Put a little ice in your beer, John. A
Well,
little
they
bit of
have a
water to
giant
calm it
ice cream
down,
parlor.
knock down some of the potency of it for you.
Yeah, there you go.
But no, that sounds good though. I know a drag. What's it called? Dragon.
Dragon scale.
Scale.
Dragon scale. I don't know. It's better than the Duff, huh?
Yeah, the Duff's good, but it reminds me a lot of Yingling, which is a good beer, but the Dragon Scale and the Wizard's Brew is a lot like a slightly lighter version of a Guinness. And
Now,
so
is that the Duff named? What's the Duff named after?
what do
Is
you
it
mean?
named? Well, what's the reason for the name Duff for the Duff beer? Do you know?
Isn't that the Simpsons or?
Yeah, that's just what they came up with in The
Okay.
Simpsons, and that's what it's called. But actually,
I
they
didn't
got
know
a.
if it was Simpsons or that movie that came out, the Duff, the designated ugly fat friend or something like
No,
that.
that's just a Simpsons beer. And actually, there's a beer out of Australia that really is called Duff and had that name for I think 50 years or something. So,
Yeah,
but
that's a name of a movie that came out, and I was cracking up. My godson was telling me about it, and the Duff is the designated ugly fat friend. I was like, really?
wow.
It's the person that has a that's the person that the good looking people hang out with to make themselves feel better. I call him the Duff. I'm like, the kids today are horrible, man.
Yeah, I thought that was the beer that Homer drank on the show, but maybe I'm
Yeah.
wrong. Oh, it
Yeah, it
is.
was.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they actually have Duff, they have Duff Light and Duff Dry. So
Right. Very hoppy and hoppy, right?
yeah, I would imagine. I don't know. I've just always had the just got a Duff, so
Just the regular Duff.
yeah. Yeah, there's something cool about getting a picture of you standing next to Barney in Moe's Tavern holding up a Duff beer. So
Yeah.
it's pretty neat. So
Yeah. Like I said, my buddy Kent would love that.
yeah.
He can't wait. He'll be taking his kid down soon. So I'm looking forward to hear, because I think they're going to go to both Universal and over to Magic Kingdom and over to Walt Disney World. So I told them, they asked me how many days at Universal. I said they could probably get by with a day or two over there and stay at Disney World for the week and just get a cab over. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
So,
So,
anything else, Johnny? Next.
I think that's about it, and we're heading over to Epcot on Saturday to get that Universal taste out of our mouths. So,
Get that Duff out of your mouth,
yeah,
right?
So,
So what
yeah,
are you play?
Cape May Saturday night for my wife's birthday. So,
That's gonna
awesome,
be nice.
awesome.
yeah.
So where are you staying at this weekend?
Nope, not staying.
You're just
Day
driving
trip.
over?
Yeah. Just heading over for dinner. Maybe walk around World Showcase one time and head over for dinner.
So what's the go-to meal at the Cape May Cafe for you?
Oh, that would be crab legs, and another serving of crab legs.
I heard they're
So,
getting rid of them for that week.
bite your tongue. Cancel that reservation.
When you see on the news, man goes berserk at Disney World,
Yeah.
crab
And it's
legs
not
taken
Doug.
off menu.
And it's not Doug.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Roam around Epcot for? Are you going to Epcot or are you going to the studios?
We're going to Epcot. Got Soarin' fast passes. Like you demanded that I get my Soarin' fast passes so I can go see that ride one more time. So we're gonna go do that one more time with
It's
the.
about time you listen to me.
Yeah. So we're gonna go hit that one more time, and then probably walk around Water Showcase one time, and then head over for dinner. So.
Yeah, you're gonna try to catch that band at Canada too. See a couple sets or songs rather. Get a
Yeah,
little.
the new one.
Yeah. Whenever I forget what their name is, but you said you just briefly saw them when you were traveling through last time and checked that out a little bit.
As long as
Yeah,
it isn't chainsaws.
I'm trying to see here. Yeah, they have the different nights here, Johnny. I'm seeing if your crab legs are there. You're going Saturday night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you
Well,
want to? I'm sorry, Doug. Did you want John to mention the piece of news that he heard that he was telling us about earlier in the night?
no, you can. Go ahead, Johnny. You want to talk
Yeah.
about Margaritaville? The margarita stand. I know it's not Margaritaville, but you want to talk about the margarita stand closing that you're not being able to get when you're there?
Yeah, according to AJ over at the Disney Food Blog, the frozen margarita stand on the outside of Mexico is going to be shutting down. Actually, I think it said today was its last day, and I think personally they probably have to move it because I think the opening for either the frozen meet and greet or the frozen attraction itself is going to be right in that area, and there's going to be gobs of people right there, so. Probably have to make room. So it's a shame because that was one of my go-to spots when walking around the World Showcase. So.
Well, that's a darn shame.
Yeah,
I
I
mean,
mean
I'm gonna miss it because we would get margaritas there all the time, and then Brenda wouldn't like them, and I would have to drink the whole thing. She, because
well, darn.
They have the after. Yeah, I know, all darn. But we'd get a different kind, and she'd take two sips, and it would have that. She don't like the aftertaste of some margaritas. And that one, we try it every year. We've probably gotten 15, 20, 25 margaritas from there. She's tried every one, excited about it, and then she takes a sip and can't stand
I think maybe she just doesn't like tequila, Doug.
it. Exactly. But there are certain tequilas that have more bite than others. But
Yeah.
that one, and I felt bad for her. This is what, and I love her to pieces. When we were at Riverside the last trip, they both order a drink with tequila in it, a frozen drink. And I'm like, you just don't like tequila. This looks so good. They're telling me how good it looks. Well, they get it. The drinks are like $11 a piece or something like
Yeah.
this. And but I give my wife credit. She goes, I am drinking this, and my sister-in-law couldn't stand it. So my wife, because what it cost, she drank it. And I'm sitting there, hun, don't. I'll finish them. But she had to do it. But I'm sitting there like, I'm telling you don't like tequila. And they still continue. Because you'll see the picture of it. It looks great and all. And it did look good because it was a fruit drink.
Right.
But neither one of them could drink it. And they're both complaining. They're halfway through. And it's like, stop already. I told you wouldn't like it. I said, Coors Light, it works for me every time.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
Well,
But
I wonder if they'll, I mean, I doubt they'll open anything up in Mexico. I was thinking about, you got the little bridge there. There's really not a lot of room. And I think they have that kiosk that they kind of keep up for food and wine, flower and garden. So there's really not any room to put another, a
well,
bar out there.
maybe one of the two one of the two counter service places over on
Yeah,
Margarita Bar.
possibly.
Yeah, they would
Possibly.
almost have to because if we thought Cava de Tequila was crowded before, imagine now without the frozen stand out
Yeah,
there. So.
they're gonna have to move somewhere. They probably just shut that down to move it. They're probably gonna build. It's too much of a moneymaker. Like I said, I bought 25 of them and didn't drink them. My wife wouldn't drink them.
Well,
But yeah, everybody, it's like that stand's never empty.
if you remember, Doug, when we had Hilda on, I think it's the same company that owns that and the La Cava and all that stuff. It's all owned by the same parent company. So, I mean, they're robbing from themselves, I guess. But to your point, though, to get just a drink like that out on the World Showcase, you're gonna have to go inside, and we all know how long the waits are to get inside La Cava at times. It's near impossible. So. Yeah, I mean, or another country's going to benefit from it. You'll have to go down further and get a different type drink, or China or something down a little further.
Yeah, you're right, Dan. But I find it hard to believe that there ain't gonna be a frozen margarita place there. It's not Mexico without the margarita stand outside.
Well,
So
maybe
I
they're going
think
to
there.
have a Anna and Elsa frozen margarita in Norway or something. Maybe that's what's happening.
I hope you're not right, but I think they're gonna probably move it. Like know how during Fruit and Wine,
Yeah.
there's a couple kiosks, a couple of the
Yeah,
outdoor stands.
kitchens. Yeah, that.
Yeah, the outdoor kitchens right before you get to the outside first Mexican restaurant there on the right,
Yep.
La Hacienda.
Yep.
Like I think they might even put something down that way, like
Yeah.
as you're leaving World Showcase.
I know. Yeah, I
I mean,
know.
as you're leaving Mexico, you know what
Right.
I'm saying? Or back towards like towards the center there where you're headed towards Future World.
Yeah, it's kind of no man's land. It's not
Yeah.
really a country, so you could put it
Yeah.
there and it wouldn't be out of place, I
Yeah,
guess.
maybe they'll put in something with maybe more than just frozen margaritas. Maybe they'll have pina coladas and strawberry daiquiris or something like that too. So.
Yeah, but I don't see World Showcase being without that. And to help you out here, John, I think you ought to call Cape May Cafe because it's saying snow crab legs, steamed clams, herb marinated salmon, and battered fried shrimp Sunday through Wednesday.
No, I better call.
Yeah, I don't think it's showing here. That's what I looked it up for because I thought I've seen this before. It doesn't show the crab legs on Saturday night.
You know what? I'll call tomorrow and make sure because I'm pretty sure I can just talk the wife into eating somewhere else if they don't have the crab legs because we like the rest of the stuff, but we go there for the crab legs.
Yeah, I mean Sunday night they have it if she wants to go Sunday instead of Saturday, but
Yeah.
I just don't want you being disappointed. You go there looking for what you want, and you don't get it. But
Yeah.
that's what it's showing here, Sunday through Wednesday, buddy.
All right, yeah, I'll check on that tomorrow because, like you said, I'll either change a reservation or we'll go on Sunday instead. So.
Yeah, and I'll even take thank you by text if it happens that
Okay,
way.
all right. I'll send you crab leg shell. How about
Thanks, buddy.
With no butter.
Yeah, no
Yeah, with no
butter.
butter.
Yep, I don't want no butter on my crabs. If they're good, you don't need it. Even our friend Judith yelled at me for that, Dan.
Yes.
It came out of nowhere. I'm not expecting it. You gotta have butter on your crabs. Hello? So, but that's gonna be it, right, Johnny?
Yeah, that was about it. I'll probably run up across a couple more pictures here and there. If you don't mind, I'll throw some more stuff on there. But I think I got the gist of everything out there. And I put like six or seven different posts on the Facebook page that have a you have a good idea of what the resort looked like, what the walkway looked like, and then some of the stuff from the. Oh yeah, and I even sent a couple of pictures of the SpongeBob little show that they have for kids and stuff. So.
Okay, me and Dennis sat down and had a meeting, and we said we'll give you a 1 week moratorium to put Universal crap on your
Okay.
Facebook
All right.
page. Yeah, that's what I was going to say, John. Now, 10 more years, you can't go back there or talk about Universal. So you're done.
All right, all right.
We'll give you this week. You got till next Sunday. And then after that, it's back to Disney Pictures, buddy.
Believe me, if we still head out there Saturday, then there'll be some stuff from Soarin' on there probably. So.
That's why I'm giving you till Sunday.
Okay. All right.
Once you take pictures again Saturday, and then after I get my text tomorrow to thank me that the crab legs are not there Saturday night, because I know how these places work. They do the crab legs on the least crowded nights. They don't want it. You're going to be there. Saturday's going to be full regardless. They ain't
Yeah,
giving you
see,
free
but
crab legs on Saturday.
we've eaten there probably 5 different times, and it's been, and I could have swore sometimes we had looked at it and they weren't supposed to be on there, and they're on there anyway and stuff like that. So I'll
Oh,
have to
yeah.
call, what I'll have to do is actually talk to somebody at the restaurant instead of, you know, just going with off of what one of the websites says. So I'll
Right.
probably have to call up there tomorrow.
Yeah,
So
just call the beach club and then have them transfer you over.
yeah. So.
So,
But I
but
appreciate
that's
you looking into that for me because, yeah, that would be extremely disappointing if they weren't there on Saturday night. So,
yeah, for me it would be like showing up at Le Cellier and the filet mignon on
yeah, we
the
don't
menu. I'm
serve
sorry, we're off
fillets on
steak.
Saturday.
Yeah, it just wouldn't be happy for me, or God forbid if I went to Rose and Crown and the bankers and mash were gone. I might be beating myself in the head with a Bass Ale or something. But no, that's going to be it for this show, guys. If you want to, please leave us a review over on iTunes. We'd really, really appreciate it. And you can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at Grumpy6767 and our good buddy Dennis at Oak Manor on Twitter. And you can find us all at Facebook at WDW Main Street under Douglas Davis, too. And we will talk to you guys on Sunday, right?
Sounds
Yes.
good.
Yeah, we're looking forward to another report. You can tell us what meal you did have and how good Soren does look now.
All right, sounds good. I'm working on it.
All right, talk to
Awesome.
you guys later.
Good
All right,
night.
see ya. Bye, Phil.
Thank you.
Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.